What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. Today is July 6th. I'm Kyle French, and we're going to be breaking down some fresh albums today. We're taking a look at Freddy by Freddie Gibbs. We're looking at Supreme Blientele, not Clientele, Blientele by Westside Gunn. We've somehow already hit the halfway mark of 2018, so I'm going to run through, wrap up my top 15 albums for anyone who's been lacking, who hasn't been listening to the show, who's not up on their hip-hop music in 2018. So we'll get that quarter two report in and get everybody caught up to speed. And of course, we got our song of the week, More Heat, from a man who actually made the XXL Freshman cover. Hopefully he's got some more music on the way. And we'll close off with some new music announcements, talk about what's dropped soon and what we're going to be talking about on the podcast in the future. And if you're listening to the podcast here, you may as well go follow me on Instagram at HipHopEnth, HipHopEnth. More content daily. I'm always active on there, so hit me up if you want to talk about music. I'm always ears. If you think I'm missing out on a big album or something I need to hear, put me on. I'd like to think I know everything. I certainly do not. So put me on. If you got any new tracks, local artists coming up, anything, I'd love to hear it. Hit me up on there, HipHopEnth on Instagram. But let's talk about this crazy week of music we had. June 22nd had so much to offer. We got music from Freddie Gibbs. We got music from Westside Gunn, Freeway, Teyana Taylor, Jedi Mind Tricks, and more. Like I said, we're talking about Freddie and Supreme Blientele on the show today. So let's get into it. Freddie by Freddie Gibbs. Somewhat of an underground gangster rapper. He's certainly not mainstream. He certainly doesn't go for that appeal. He is 36 years old, older than a lot of people presume him to be, originally from Gary, Indiana. His claim to fame is his critically acclaimed album, Piñata, which was a collab with producer Madlib. If you're not up on that, I highly recommend you go check out Piñata, one of the better albums of the decade, and proves why Freddie Gibbs is perhaps the greatest gangster rapper of this whole generation. A lot of fans are waiting on their second album, the follow-up to Piñata, titled Bandana, which is due out this year. It was due out last year. No one knows when exactly it's coming, but everyone is anticipating it. And in the meantime, Gangsta Gibbs dropped this short little 24-minute project on us just as a placeholder. While we're waiting, he's just going to get off some music for us, make some bangers, something you can roll the windows down, roll around in the summer, and bump loud AF. Get the trunk rattling. So that's what he gave us right here. And I like what he did. He did a lot of creative things with the release of this record. It came somewhat out of nowhere, but he dropped this promo video. And the promo video and the cover artwork all parallel Teddy Pendergrass's album Teddy from 1979. I'm not familiar with the album, but you don't really have to be to understand what he's going at here. That album was an R&B soul album, just an absolute panty dropper from what I've heard. And it's the irony that Freddie comes with because he impersonates it. The video, he's doing these slow dances. He's got this voice announcing all the tracks. Like it's about to seduce you. And then it's really the complete opposite, which makes it so funny and hilarious the way he rolled it out, because it's not an R&B album. It's not something you play in that mood. It's not at that at all. It's the flip side of that. It's hardcore gangsta rap. So I love what he did with the parody, not only with the album art, but with the promo video as well. And then he just comes in and gives us 10 hard tracks. This really feels like a mixtape more than an album. It's just a bunch of tracks thrown together, all going for the same appeal. It's just booming bass, hard-hitting melodies. Everything is supercharged, energetic, loud, in your face, quick. And this isn't the detail-oriented, storytelling, dark trapper that Gibbs sometimes develops into in his best moments. This is kind of the fun version of Gibbs, the more lighthearted version where he's just trying to make bangers, and he's trying to go for aesthetics, and it's more of an anthemic feel. The way I like to describe it is it's music made for the trap instead of music made in the trap. It's not living the hustler's lifestyle. It's supplying the music that he would roll around driving to. And that's what Gibbs does here. But even that being said, Gibbs chilling out and just rapping for fun, he's still going harder than 90% of the artists out there. Don't get it twisted. The man still has an amazing voice for this style of music, and an incredible flow that just never takes a break. You throw all these elements together, and you get a really nice placeholder for people who are waiting on Bandana. They're waiting for that over-the-top, epic, sampled feel that Madlib and Gibbs came together to make on Piñata. And this is something I think will buy him time for sure if that album isn't done. This gives something people can just bump all summer. And I actually liken it, and many Gibbs fans are going to hate me for saying this, and he's not at all like Logic, but what he does here is he pulls off what Logic tries to do with his albums and his mixtapes very well. Logic always tries to market his albums as these deep messages, this powerful music, this, you know, really message-based importance. And then his mixtapes, he tries to switch it up and have fun and just be like this party rapper. And it doesn't really go over all that well. He kind of gets stuck in between both worlds, and he just sounds corny. He doesn't execute it well. But Gibbs basically takes that idea and executes on it perfectly. We don't necessarily need the insane storytelling and vivid imagery that usually comes with a Gangsta Gibbs album. And he knows that, so he just drops off these holy slaps. Just look at the track Death Row. Goes insanely hard, samples the melody from Boys in the Hood. Freddie rips up the track and then hands it off to O3 Greedo, who drops an Eazy-esque flow on it. You're going to hear that riding down the street in my 6-4 flow. He just used it a little bit differently, different wording on it. But it's there, and it's awesome. And then you get Set, which is just really dark, really heavy beat, and just a memorable anthem-like hook. Wait and Automatic were two more. Those are the two opening tracks, and they really set the tone. They let you know right from the jump what the deal was. Heavy, pumping, dope rhymes from Gibbs. Almost every track does have the same blueprint, like I said, it's only 24 minutes long, doesn't become tiresome at all. If anything, you're just going to want to run this record right back after you finish it. The only track that kind of deviates from that is FLFM Interlude, which kind of plays into the like R&B fake rollout he had. It's the one switch up stylistically on this album, where Freddie does kind of actually sing, and he's not bad at it, but I think more than anything, it's kind of a joke. It's kind of playing on the album art and the promo video, and it just kind of weaves that into the album itself, which is nice, but it is one of my least favorite tracks. So as far as biding time goes, and as far as staving off these rabid Gibbs fans who are waiting for Bandana, I think this is a success. I think Gibbs fans can be satisfied at least for a few months and hope the album drops later on, maybe September, October, November, that kind of thing. And that really makes more sense for the sound of the album. Gibbs, when he's at his peak, when he's with Madlib, it feels like a winter album, and this is more of the summer sound. This is more something you can, like I said, roll around, put the windows down, and just bump it in your car. And so I think this is a huge success. It is somewhat devoid of meaning. It doesn't have great themes to it or concepts or ideas and messages and super thought-out, cohesive album statements. But for what it is and for the mixtape feel it brings, definitely a success. So my favorite tracks were Death Row, Automatic, Set, and FBC. My least favorite tracks were Triple Threat and the FLFM Interlude. I would recommend this album to you if you like Maxo Cream, 50 Cent, or J-Rock. As for an overall rating, I'm giving Freddie by Freddie Gibbs a strong 6 out of 10. It is lacking some major album pieces, but it does go relentlessly hard, and at the end of the day, it's dope. So here's a quick sample of what you might hear on Freddy. This is Death Row and Set by Freddie Gibbs.
Whoa, kidding. Yeah. Talking with a package in the back of get the fuck off. When they sent the popo to my door, where y'all was ducked off. Fucking up a plate of sushi one time with the ducks off. Sent the pack of doggy to me, walking fucking bucks off. Pick your phone up, I just touched down with the bow wow. Pick your phone up, I just touched down with the puppy chow. Cutting zones up, got a brick, I'm about to bust it down. Pick your phone up, bet that rat hoe wanna fuck me now. Fuck me now, busy button down, bust it down. Fuck them ones, throw some hundreds down. 100 packs, 50 packs. Chicken bucket, chicken nugget, bitch, I feed you three. Chop, chop a block, miss that over with that bed and walk. Watch you drop, bitch, I started selling ready rock. Fuck the pot, you don't make a deal, then you can't sit in the spot. Hope you looking at me, you gon' suck the dick or not. Check a bag, bust a lick and run a check coat, make them BBs in my neck blow. I just might go throw a rollie on my neck, so beat the pussy in the studio like death row, death row. Chop a give a nigga death row. Kilos in my trunk, I might get
cruising through the street in my 018, sending the bitches, serving the fiends, riding through the street, just caught a lick.
Yeah.
took that flip and I caught my first brick. I'm a baby low crinanip, role model ninanip. I ain't got the swag and got the sauce, I got the drinanip. I can do a feature, do a show and hit the dealership. Ask all seven people, say I'm really dealing shit. Brrr, my ad lib, German gang, we generous. We gon' give your ass the blues cause we ain't never give a shit. Everybody generous cause everybody militant. German gang, the army, the navy, we killing shit.
Play, oh, kidding. Yeah. Turco paper numbers on the set, but who you fuck with? Yeah. I just cut four pills up in the gin, up in the dope mix. Just fucked up my smoker, think my smoker got my dope kick. Bitch, it ain't no snitching, break a throat, you get your throat slit. Yeah. Fuck down Jubilee, fuck up a dick, I got my rose lit. Yeah. Got expensive taste, won't even take it from a broke bitch. Smoke that cushion, pop them perkins, drink it, stuff that blow, bitch. Back when I was broke, wouldn't even take it from a broke bitch. Bitch. Over slut bag, over thot thot. I was 17 with a knot knot. I'm a chop rock, got a snot box. Shout out to my niggas on the lock lock. We gon' shut it down when it knocks out. Heard a fuck nigga feelings when you goin' fuck a check up at the cotton lot. Got that strap on my lap, hop out, hit him with the mat. Pop pop, boom, holes in his chest, fruit loops. Pull up on the set, doop doop. Strap on my lap, hop out, hit him with the mat. Carrots on my neck, I put it on the set, 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 set. And my wrist is dripping wet, I put it on the set, 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 set. Copping phones off the lot, I brought it to the set, 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 set. Nigga popping, drop a op, I did it for the set, set.
Whip it, whip it, whip it, whip it, whip it hard. Ain't no winners, no weapon, my nigga, I beat the charge. Got an icy nigga, so my swiping nigga put the brand new choppers on the Visa card. Told that pussy nigga that this ain't a motherfucking movie, but you gotta play a part. Get your cut, boy, slap it, put it on the butt, boy. All these rappers got humongous choppers, but I swear they got some baby nuts, boy. Yeah. If you ever bought a chain back from a robber, nigga, you a fuck, boy. Yeah. Putting duct tape on the whole fam, flexing for the gram, get your touch, boy. Who you trust, boy? Goddamn. Strap on my lap, hop out, hit him with the mat, pop, pop, boom. Holes in the chest, fruit loops, pull up on the set, doop, doop. Strap on my lap, hop out, hit him with the mat, pop, pop.
That was Death Row and Set Set by Freddie Gibbs from his new album, Freddie. And Death Row, that track still slaps just as hard as the first time I heard it. And that's just Gangsta Gibbs. It's just Gangsta Gibbs doing what Gibbs does and what he does best. And I appreciate it. He's just a raw, dope rapper. But we got another one, too, to talk about today. We got Supreme Blientel by Westside Gunn. Westside Gunn, 35 years old, from Buffalo, New York, rapping the Buffalo scene. And he started Griselda Records to represent the Buffalo rap scene with his brother Conway and another rapper in their group, Benny the Butcher. Both of them are featured on here multiple times. The title, obviously a nod to Ghostface Killah's album Supreme Clientele. And Westside Gunn has admitted this. He's done interviews about it. He appreciates Ghostface and Raekwon and what Wu-Tang did to a high level. And he just feels like he emulates what they do and he's this generation's version of what they do. And honestly, I can't really argue with him. So he went with Supreme Blientel, dope album name. And what Westside Gunn has really done here with his career and founding of Griselda Records is really make this cult rap following, this underground, really hardcore, committed following to his music and what he does. This album I find to be really different from a lot of what 2018 has given us, but in a very cool way. We get like this Wu-Tang-style lyricism over these dusty, aged soul samples. A lot of instrumentals are supported by just looping vocals that sound like they were from like the 60s or earlier, like really old samples. And the records in general, like it, you can almost hear them being played as vinyls. Like you hear the record like cracking and skipping almost of how vinyls play. You got that crack. And it's just really sonically cool to listen to. And Westside Gunn just attacks it in such a raw, authentic way. It's like everything he spits is a freestyle. It's like he's just simply describing the scene unfolding in front of him in real time. I was describing this album to one of my friends and I was saying it's almost like he didn't make these intended to be songs. It's like he was like writing a audio diary. Like he was just documenting the things that happened in his life that day, just talking about whatever's going on. It doesn't even sound like he's crafting an album for people to listen to, and therefore it just comes out really authentic and raw, and I love it. I think it's an album that definitely grows on people, The first time you listen to it, you might not fall in love with it, but you start playing it a couple times and you're like, damn, like, I don't know why. This is just really dope to listen to. And it's just different from a lot of what's going on in 2018. He's very similar to a Rock Marciano, another underground rapper. They have a lot of similarities. And I just like the way he attacks tracks as well. He's not going with a really fast flow, which a lot of lyrical rappers like to use to kind of show off their skills. He more comes across with this like piercing, strained voice. A lot of it is really slowed down tempo-wise. And another thing that is just a signature move by Westside Gunn is he has these ad-libs all over the place. You get the gun noises everywhere, the cars swerving noises. He's going boom, boom all the time. You hear that like a million times a track, almost to the point where it's like comical how overdone it is. But it just becomes part of Westside Gunn, and it just builds his persona that much more. And the lyrics and the subject matter and the content on here, it's very mafioso, crime-based. He's rapping like Buffalo, New York is straight out of the craziest TV shows, this just lawless lands that you see on TV or read about, and he manifests it into real life. And his lyrics on here are just so hard, this stuff he's talking about, that his voice doesn't even have to be all that deep or intense or really take on the character of what he's saying. You don't even need that added aesthetic from it. You just know from the lyrics, like, this is one of the hardest albums you're going to hear all year. And although I would describe it as more of a traditional sound, like rooted, definitely takes it's a lot of influence from like the 90s. And Wu-Tang, of course, as he's obviously shown, paying his homage to Ghostface Killah on here. But it kind of takes on a life all of its own and makes a lane for him and his crew coming up out of Buffalo and really establishing the sound in Western New York. Everybody knows about the city, Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, all that. But Buffalo isn't a place you hear of much. And they just put this slight twist on everything with these really old Dusty Soul samples, and it's really addicting, and like I said, I think it's going to build a huge cult following if it hasn't already. And just as a side here, he features this guy, Benny the Butcher, who is one of his Griselda Records signees. And damn, this guy is just so hungry and so intense when he rhymes. Westside gave him 3 verses on this album. He killed all 3, made for some of my favorite tracks. I went and checked him out, and he had an album drop in 2017 titled Butcher on Steroids, by him, Benny the Butcher, and DJ Green Lantern. And it is a phenomenal listen. I've been hooked on it. And I'm starting to really fall in love with this Buffalo, New York scene between Westside Gunn, Conway, and Benny the Butcher, of course, like I just mentioned. And Supreme Blind Tell is definitely leading that effort. If you like guys like Rock Marciano, Jadakiss, Busta Rhymes, those guys are all featured on here and fit absolutely perfectly. I would say this is really similar to Pusha T's Daytona, but it's stripped of all its precision and sleekness. A lot of that is what Kanye brings to the game, his production style. So while Daytona was dirty and gritty and in your face, this is just much more of an authentic, aged twist on what Kanye and Pusha T brought to the table. So if you're looking for some Wild West, just lawless, mafioso crime rap, look no further than Supreme Blind Tell by Westside Gunn. My favorite tracks off this album were Gods Don't Bleed, WrestleMania 20, and Brossface Brippler. My least favorite tracks would be Spanish Jesus and RVD. I would recommend this album to you if you like Rock Marciano, Ghostface Killah, or Pusha T. And overall rating, I'm giving this a light 8 out of 10. Really good album with some strong cult underground appeal. And of course, I'll play 2 samples of Supreme Blind Tell. So this is Brossface Brippler and WrestleMania 20 by Westside Gunn.
Hey yo, Rocky Calabashes, out of Calabashes, up the Mackin, off-white fatigue with the army patches, a long savior, suede sweatsuit, Paul Major, Star Spangled, Draco blew his head off from all angles, Alchemist, cool hoodies, boom, sipping Vuv. My little nigga dropped out the first day of school drop. Tears when I wrote my celly, Louis Sloss, Dr. Romanelli, holding Desi. Switched the bus to the gold Prezi.
Who that nigga use his soda laying on? $10,000 sofas, plug loafers made of cobra. Handle rack like Villanova, gave him cold shoulders. Bought the neck coder for them tech totems. Get the leg chauffeur, yo. I did want of y'all to step on the waves, run this plain summer. Hit the west coast, brains in the luggage. Make you suffer, but you love it. Make you suffer, but you love it. Wayne bucket, chain tucking for his took. You want a yard, but you shook. My nigga went to travel, got cooked. He should've looked both ways. I got rich off of cocaine. Yours never came back, what a shame.
Hey look, my dog has slit your throat for a brick of coke. He walked in the credit union, then he slipped a note. A new Ferrari ticket price, that's what my kitchen gross. Illegal business, my scale off balance, and my blender broke. Griselda on another run, and that's major facts. And y'all put guns in hands of niggas, y'all know ain't gon' clap. I got the 38 on strap, wearing Raiders black. We switched pistols, did missions, then we traded back. Born in that era, in the 80s when the smokers hit the corner and they copped with the baby in the stroller. Saw my family on drugs, that's what made me with the soda. If I don't answer for the plug, that's gon' make them miss his quota.
I didn't come for jokes, I didn't come for games, I didn't come for playing with games.
Hey yo,
oh,
hey yo, hey yo, face tash him down, we was back and wait, back and fiend almost scratched his arm off, he couldn't wait. Rich niggas rocking in for riches. Told my shooter to chill guard, he kept sniffing. Protect shine through Lindo Fell specs. Taking out the F pace with the loaded set and bless. Marcus Luther maneuver. Only cooked it one time and we blew up, no goons. Prepare to clear the room soon. Only snakes around on my Gucci shoes. Just that cocaine stuck to the pot scrape. Car statue in every corner, the Lord's grace. Top rope with the brick like snooker nigga. In the kitchen with my dance, I'm the cooker nigga. Just gone, I need the big tools. Left his brains dragging, plus the mid
tools. I didn't come for jokes, I didn't come for games, I didn't come to play with your names. I didn't come for games, I didn't come to play with your names.
Can you follow your knees from there?
That was Brossface Rippler in WrestleMania 20 by Westside Gunn from his album Supreme Blind Tell. I'm going to be getting heavy into that Buffalo, New York rap scene, and I'm really liking what I'm hearing. And these guys look like they drop music all the time. They got music coming out like every month. It's crazy. So definitely a group to keep up on, check in on. If you like that, you'll love the album. So let's get to it. I said at the beginning of the show, this is the halfway point in 2018 as far as rap music goes. We've gotten so many good albums. I actually think 2018 is debatably already a better year than 2017 is, especially looking at what we know will be coming in the future. It might not quite have the highs yet, but as far as consistency, there's a lot of good albums coming out every month. June was extremely strong, and we've just gotten a lot of dope albums. But if you haven't been keeping up, I'm going to run through my personal top 15 as we currently stand. And I'll kind of give a couple sentences about each one, just so you have a little bit of insight if you would or would not want to listen to it. So let's just kick it off. Number 15, Apologies in Advance by Sylvain Lequeux, a guy who kind of reminds me of Kendrick Lamar in a way. A lot of skits on this album, very self-reflective, sensitive in nature, but some really good lyrical tracks, and also he's just a really versatile MC. So 15, Apologies in Advance, Sylvain Lequeux. Number 14, No News is Good News by Fonte. If you like The Roots, if you like Black Thought, if you like kind of, I guess what you could call dad rap in a way, really like wise, learn from some shit type of music, a lyrical savant there, Fonte, No News is Good News. 13, August Green by August Green, a really smooth, nice jazz rap album by Common is the lead MC on that. I'm sure you've heard of him. And he came together with a couple other jazz musicians, made a really nice record there. Number 12, Veteran by JPEG Mafia. More or less, just some experimental chaos. And JPEG Mafia does a lot of things you've probably never heard before. Uses a lot of modern-day flows and puts them over just the weirdest production. Really cool album. Number 11, Vacation in Hell by Flatbush Zombies. They did a great job. They're from the Beast Coast. They came up and made pretty much an album that combines the limits of modern-day technology and production with the roots of hip-hop as far as lyrics go and 90s legends that they look up to. And there's some bangers on there. Number 10, Whether or Not by Evidence. He's more of a traditional West Coast lyricist. Got a lot of phenomenal production on there from guys like Alchemist. Just a really crisp album from Evidence there. That is Whether or Not at number 10. At number 9, we just talked about it, Supreme Blientel. I may be overrating this album as we sit right now because I'm currently hooked on it, but I really don't think I am. It's just, it's growing on me with every listen, and it's just a little bit different from a lot of what we're hearing. At number 8, Book of Ryan by Royce da 5'9". The most personal album we've ever heard from Royce, even at this late stage of his career. Expect that traditional sharp lyricism we get from Royce, but also for him to get into some heavier topics like his childhood and mental health. At number 7, we have KOD by J. Cole, one of the more iconic conscious rappers of this generation, switching it up, getting on some production I never would have thought we'd really hear J. Cole on, embracing the new wave sound, and does a lot as far as pointing out issues in society, just a lot of woke statements, as you usually expect from Cole. At number 6, Kids See Ghosts by Kanye West and Kid Cudi, perhaps the greatest sonic achievement of 2018, just a really dope sounding futuristic album that Kanye put together, combined with Why We Love Kid Cudi. At number 5, we have Daytona by Pusha T. Just one of the most concise and consistent albums you're going to hear. He doesn't lack on a single bar. Rips it up for 20 minutes. Does his thing over dope Kanye West production. Number 4, Crisis and Elzai are Jericho Jackson by Jericho Jackson. This is one of the best underground lyricists coming together with a very unknown producer, Crisis, to make what I would say is easily the best traditional album of the year. Number 3, Care For Me by Saba. And he's an MC that just can do pretty much anything, you name it, storytelling, lyricism, singing, flows, going hard, whatever, whatever. He can do it all. And this is more of a depressing album as he reflects on some kind of traumatic events that he's gone through in the past year or so. At number 2, we have Everything's Fine by Jean Grey and Quell Chris. It's a weird album, but it's also easily, in my opinion, the best concept album of the year. Just so many intricacies to it and a lot of witty lines. And honestly, this album basically changed the way, or at least altered significantly the way that I like see human interaction, which is crazy. But yeah, if it's that powerful, it's got to be up there, and it's number 2. Number 1, I'm going with Everything Is Love by The Carters. I just completely fell in love with this album. We reviewed it last week on the podcast, so if you haven't heard that, go back and check it out. Jay-Z and Beyonce just came together to make an album I never thought I'd hear by them, but I'm really glad that I did, and I don't know, I just love it cover to cover, 9 tracks. The king and the queen just out here doing their thing. So Everything Is Love, my top album as we currently stand in 2018. So if you want to listen to some good music, those are the 15 albums that are my favorite this year that I would highly recommend. So that's the short of it. If you want the long, go back and listen to all the episodes that have dropped in 2018. Be a goat, go download, subscribe, whatever you got to do to get woke, get hip on the newest music coming out in rap. And if I miss something that you think should have been mentioned, hit me up. We'll talk about it. You know I'm not hating. It's just a lot of great music that's been coming out. And there's more every day. We keep getting singles. We keep getting albums. And so we'll dive right into our song of the week here. And like I said, it's an artist that made our XXL freshman cover. And that man is Trippie Redd. He dropped 2 singles just this past week. And one of them is this track titled Me Likey, which when I first read it, I was like, I might hate this song just because of the title. Me Likey, really? This is going to be a trash song. Well, it wasn't. It went dummy hard. Trippie Redd, as known to do so. He is known to do that. And he came through again, dropped us off our song of the week for this episode. I almost threw it to Ghost by Jaden Smith. But Jaden Smith's a polarizing, controversial guy. And I don't know who's messing with him. If you are, great. Go check it out. Ghost got a cool music video. He's just stumbling around Japan doing his thing. And it's a pretty fun song, I think. But Me Like He just goes, like I said, dumb hard. And Trippy, he's always got those vocals that are just bursting at the seams. He starts just at like a moderate tone and then just explodes and peaks at like the same point on every song. But every time it's hype, every time it's intense. And this is no different. There are some suspicious lyrics. Some you'll probably hear and literally just laugh out loud the same way I did when I first heard Trippie Redd legitimately sing, use a poopy butt, yeah, use a shit stain. But the rest of the song absolutely bumps, and it's just this comical moment in the middle, and I'm cool with it now. But it's eye-opening, that is for sure. So I'll just go ahead and play the track. This is Me Likey by Trippie Redd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just spent 80 on an AP. Tell my baby she can love me or she hate me. And a brand new McLaren and a racing. With the gang and you know the highest space be. How you like that? Oh, you like that? Oh, you like that? Oh, you like that? Oh, love it or you hate it? How you like that? Oh, how you like that? Oh, how you like the glitz? How you like my wrist? How you like these diamonds dancing in my fucking fist? How you like that? How you like that? If she hit my jack, I hit her right back. Cause I'm out the way, bitch, I'm in my eight. Don't stand in my way, posted in the eight. Find out where you like, open up the gates. I won't leave a trace, not trying to catch a case, yeah. Use a open mind, use a big stain, yeah. Use a poopy, but yeah, use a shit stain, yeah. Posing in a bando with the big gang, yeah. Throwing sticks in his stendos with the big bang, yeah.
All headshots, I won't make your body count. With the big chops, tryna see your body bounce. Pack of lions, I ain't tryna see nobody pounce.
How you like that? You like I just spent 80 on an AP. Tell my baby she can love me or she hate me. And a brand new McLaren and I'm racing. With the gang and you know the highest space me.
How you like that? Oh, 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 love it or you hate it? How you like that? Oh, how you like that? Oh, how you like that? Oh.
That's your song of the week, Me Likey by Trippie Redd, certified slap. That's Trippie playing to his strengths, and I like when he puts together tracks like that. It's just a lot of fun and just really easy to get into and bump. So, Me Likey by Trippie Redd, your song of the week. And now we'll bring it over, transition to some new music announcements. After a packed June, the end of June and the beginning of July have started off kind of slow, but here's what we got. June 29th, Scorpion by Drake. I'm sure you've heard about it. I think everybody in the world has heard about it. He broke every record on every streaming thing ever and put 25 goddamn tracks on the album, but it's there regardless. Scorpion by Drake. We also got God Level by O3 Greedo. Those are two albums we're probably going to be talking about on the next episode, so look forward to that. And then we just got new music today. It is July 6th. It's a Friday that I'm in here recording, and we got Naga by B.O.B., his last album, A Real Shame. A real shame that B.O.B. has come out and said, this is my last album. I know you guys all love me and need me to drop music all the time. But I'm sorry, guys. This is it for me. Newsflash, B.O.B., we don't really mess with you like that, but congrats on a career, I guess. And then we also got Legends of the Summer, an EP by Meek Mill, four tracks. All four are pretty different. Our song of the week from last week, Stay Woke, is on there, but not all the tracks are similar to that at all. We also got Son of G-Rap by Cool G-Rap and 38 Spesh, an OG legend, handing off the baton, I guess, to a younger G. We also got Beast Mode 2 by Future, which is pretty much the Future you would come to expect at this point. So do with that what you will. I don't know, kind of a weak release date. Maybe they are all sweating, scared, because they didn't want to drop after Drake breaks like all the streaming records, as if that really matters, but maybe it scared them off. I don't know. But hopefully July gets better as we move forward, because I was not excited about this batch of albums. So that's where we're at. That's all I got today, so that's a wrap for the show, the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast. You know what we do. We keep you up to date on hip-hop music in 2018 without fault. We're talking about two albums every week, new songs every week, and I'm looking to get some more guests on soon, so look forward to that. Until then, bump some dope music. If you haven't gotten into that Supreme Blind Tell, West Side Gun, the whole Buffalo, New York rap scene, I highly recommend it. I have been fully immersed in it in the past week, and I can confirm it's some of the rawest, hardest shit I have realistically heard in a long time. So find some good music, maybe go back, listen to some old episodes, catch up, get caught up, get woke, get educated, and I'll see you guys next week on another episode of The Hip Hop Enthusiast. Peace.